Om Shanti. Many times, Baba uses concepts which we're familiar with, but then he works with these concepts using such words that normally we would not associate with that concept. And in this way, he completely changes the way we relate to the concept. So, for example, the kingdom. Baba tells us that we claim this kingdom. And in fact, in One Murli, he was literally saying this. You are claiming the kingdom. No one else receives a kingdom like this. They take a kingdom through physical power. So, what is this claiming of a kingdom? Are we, first of all, claiming that kingdom? And then if yes, how? What's needed to claim that kingdom? So we can see it might be Srimat. Following Srimat could claim us that kingdom. Doing service. Accurate and deep study of the Murli, all-out effort. Maybe it would be cultivating that awareness that whatever Baba has is mine, that it's a birthright. Maybe it could be just deepest practice of yoga, a focus on Amritvela. Maybe it would be determination, or thinking about doing things in completely new ways. So there could be many aspects as to how that kingdom is claimed, but let's see if we can't explore the subject with a little bit of creativity. Usually, we claim something when we know it's mine. Those are the words that go together. And lost and found offices are for that. We go to claim something that we'd lost. So, can we imagine this scene at some unlimited lost and found office, where you are the claimee, the one who's lost the kingdom, and you go to this lost and found office to claim back your kingdom. Can we imagine the dialogue between you, the one who's lost the kingdom, and the clerk? It will probably go something like this. Clerk. Good morning. Can I help you? You. I think so. And I think I've lost a kingdom. Clerk. Well, no worries. You've come exactly to the right place. This is, after all, the lost and found office. So just tell me, what does it look like? Can you describe it? You. Well, there'd be some love there, and probably lots of love, peace, and harmony. That would be it. Clerk. Excuse me, but is your name on it? You. Well, maybe. I think so. I hope so. Clerk. I'm sorry, sir, but you don't seem very clear about having lost this thing and that it's really yours. I can't just hand over something like a kingdom just like that. I need to have a little proof that, after all, it is yours. End of the skit. So with a skit like this, a little bit of creativity, we can see that probably one of the most important aspects of being able to claim that kingdom is the faith and the confidence that I really am a ruler. And I did have a kingdom which I ruled. And it was lost, but that now it's the time to claim it back again. So this confidence and faith would change the whole scenario, right? Let's listen to the scene again, this time where there is that confidence and faith. Clerk: good morning. Can I help you? You: yes, thanks so much. It seems I've lost my kingdom and I've come to claim it back again. Clerk: well, no worries. You've definitely come to the right place. After all, this is the lost and found. Just can you describe it? Can you tell me what it looks like? You: yeah, of course. It's full of love, so much peace, harmony, unity. It's absolutely beautiful, and it just sparkles with purity. Clerk: yeah, okay. Let me just take a look here. Yes, yes, indeed, we actually do have this kingdom here. And, oh, look, there's even a tab on it, the name of the person who brought it in. Someone like, seems to be a fellow named Shiv Baba. Well, you certainly owe him a lot of gratitude, don't you? But anyway, sorry, sir, but there's just one last thing I have to check. Does it have your name on it? You: yes, of course it does. Clerk: so can you tell me your name? You: yes, of course. Narayan. Clerk: okay, thank you very much. It's clearly yours. It belongs to you. Here you go. Have a good day. So there it is. The simple recipe for doing this thing called claiming our kingdom. It's about that confidence and faith about who I really am. And yet, what exactly is the kingdom? Because we're going to need to be clear about that too. And actually, this can be best understood by also understanding what exactly is being represented by the claimee, the one who's lost the kingdom, and what is this clerk representing. Who is this claimee? Who is the clerk? Understanding these two things will help us understand what exactly we're talking about when we use this word kingdom together with the verb of claiming a kingdom. So what if the claimee is actually the intellect that finally understands and has that faith about who I am and the role I play? And what if the clerk, the one who hands the kingdom over, makes it accessible and available to the one who'd lost it, what if the clerk was the heart. Where is the heart? Because when Baba talks about the heart, he's not talking about the physical heart. The heart is actually the five qualities in their original, pure, and truest state. And the heart would be sitting underneath the mind, intellect, sanskaras. And the whole reason we can't enjoy that part of ourselves which is so full of quality and so elevated is because of all the rubbish that's accumulated in the mind, intellect, and sanskaras, which is sitting on top of that heart. But when the intellect can turn to the heart and with confidence and faith claim those qualities as her own, it means that I start moving through my life very determined to begin playing my part as an elevated master, ruler, soul. Because this is the kingdom. Long before I'm going to claim any kingdom in a golden age, I have to be claiming this kingdom, the kingdom of the self, which I do by insisting that those virtues and qualities of the heart are in there, and they are mine, and that this is who I really am. Because Baba uses this word, claim, not just for the kingdom, but also for the inheritance. And here again, usually we don't claim our inheritance. A father dies, and the inheritance just comes to you. But then here, firstly, we don't get this inheritance when our father dies, but we have to die. We die alive, and then the inheritance comes to us, and our father is totally alive still. But secondly, the kingdom is one aspect of the inheritance, but another aspect is all of those virtues and qualities and powers that are inherent in us. Inherent in me, because I am his child. So I claim the kingdom, I claim the inheritance, just by understanding, believing, and starting to act as the powerful, all-virtuous ruler that I truly am. Om Shanti.
I first heard about this place, this little lump of clay, on a message board in space, about a billion stars away. The red floating garden orb, circling the sun, help us build a heaven here. We need one more volunteer. So I said that I would come. I was asked when I applied to name some service I could bring. Service should be choice, so I said that I would sing. Well, I guess I got the job, and I don't mean to complain, but it's not like they described in that little classified that I read before I came. I somehow missed a turn. Was this even the right place? Had I fallen for a scam? Or was it more a fall from grace? Oh, it's beautiful, all right. How I love the desert sky and the quiet mountain lake. Enough to make me cry, but I did not come prepared for the density or strife, for the cruel and inhumane injustices and pain that can pass here for a life. So from very early on, I grew restless here because of this longing to go home, though I could not say where home was. Then in answer to my prayer, or more truthfully my scream, my beloved self appeared. Come to wake me from this dream. And with a diamond voice declared, home is not some distant star or some heavenly reward that your days are marching toward, but the truth of who you are. An awareness so immense, it holds all of this inside. As she spoke, my mind fell still, but my tears would not subside. And from the arms of grace I knew that all suffering could cease. If we could rest in this embrace, if we just trusted in this peace, to even try to find the words be a sacrilegious thing. So I'd just as soon be silent. But I said that I would sing.